You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green, in for Steve Inskeep. In your health today, we'll hear about lung disease among people who've never smoked. But first, learning, well, relearning, how to breathe like a sleeping baby. Experts say good breathing technique can be a natural stress reliever. But as one student of music and breath has learned, old habits can die hard. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
If you've ever been in your car when suddenly the person in front of you slams on the brakes, the typical reaction is
this response. It's a natural response, and it's a good response. It helps us survive.
Ed Billinchone is a longtime instructor of breathing and movement. He teaches musicians using a method called the Alexander technique. He explains a quick gasp brings a rush of oxygen in, which helps to heighten our senses and respond quickly. But the trouble comes when chronic stress sets in. Then, Billinchone says, a lot of interactions start to feel like near collisions.
So that we're almost always doing this for no good reason. It becomes a part of us, and we never sort of release out of it completely because we've been doing it for so long and so many times.
Billinchone says the result for many of us is the bad habit of taking really shallow breaths or even holding the breath at moments. He says this interferes with the natural rhythm that you see when you watch a sleeping baby.
Babies breathe easily, softly, without awareness of their breath. And so that when the diaphragm moves, the backs move beautifully and their bellies move, and they're not thinking about it. It's just happening.
The diaphragm is the large dome-shaped muscle that separates the chest from the abdominal region. When we breathe in, the diaphragm contracts and flattens downward, sort of nudging the belly out of the way. So when you see a belly moving up and down gracefully during relaxed breathing, it's a sign that the diaphragm is fully contracting and expanding. Alexandra Phillips is keenly aware of all this anatomy. She's an opera singer, and breath is critical to her performance. But she says a few years ago, she was getting all tangled up, thinking about it too much.
If I'm telling myself, okay, be tall, you know, stand up straight, take a deep breath, what it translates to me is tension.
Phillips says with the anxiety of performing, she was almost trying too hard. She sensed a lot of constriction in her throat, which inhibited her breath.
So much of what my teachers were telling me was let go, let go, let go. And that's a very broad thing to say, and it was so frustrating. I'm like, well, what the heck does that mean? You know, let go. Great, thanks.
In trying to understand in a more technical way what it meant to let go, she connected with teacher Ed Billinchone for lessons.
I first came to Ed several years ago. I remember I was like, you know, way pulled up and
arched
and
in the back.
Arched in the back, like everything.
There was a lot of chest heaving, and her breath was far from natural.
It was very cut off from my my breath and core.
She winces and says the sound is sort of thin and reedy. But as she and Billinchone have worked on subtle posture changes to lengthen her spine and relax her breathing, there's been a gradual change. During a recent lesson, Billinchone directs her posture by placing his hand on her spine.
I like the space that you're creating in your torso, and I want you to think here, okay?
Okay?
Don't forget about that.
He's trying to heighten her awareness of this new posture.
Okay, yeah.
Billinchone says her sound is becoming much richer, and she's performing a lot of solos these days.
Brava! Brava! Very nice. Yeah, yeah.
What he's actually taught her here is how humans are supposed to breathe.
When your spine is lengthened, the muscles that act on the diaphragm are at their optimum resting length, and they have more potential for speed, strength, and power.
Alexandra Phillips says the bonus is that she feels more relaxed, too, something that deep breathing can do for all of us. Alice Domar teaches diaphragmatic breathing in Waltham, Massachusetts. She explains when we fill our lungs fully, it prompts a bunch of good changes in the body.
We get far more efficient oxygen exchange, which means that our heart doesn't have to work so hard and our blood pressure and heart rate come down.
At least temporarily. The struggle is to keep it down amidst our hectic lives. Alice Aubrey, NPR News.